Hello there, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be. This is RSVNB episode, or show number 39. RSVNB update.
Episode 39.
Anyways,
recorded March 16th, 2006.
Yeah. March 16th, yes.
All right.
I'm here with Shane and that one.
Yeah, my name is Shane, and we're here this week with Nate, who, as you guys may know, donated the RSVNB chat room. Is a design crew leader and that manages
really
all that graphic stuff.
Most annoying guy. On
it
RSVNB
does not.
Forums.
I'll shut up.
Oh,
you
like
up.
That, don't you?
Yeah, well, Nate is the one who manages all the graphic stuff with Poison down on level 36.
I can't do graphics, I just code.
Yes, code. What do you code it?
HTML, PHP.
Yeah, that's scripting.
Yeah, whatever.
Scripting.
That one too.
That's hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it turns all the girls on, of course.
Yeah, you know, girls like those coding kind of guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You thought, like, washboard abs are great, but wait, check out those typing skills for that, like, coding crap or whatever it is.
It's the clicking.
Ooh, coding,
has
yeah.
To be.
Ooh.
Ooh.
HTML, oh, yeah, HTML. Ooh, C++,
yeah.
oh my God. XTML.
C#?
Oh, XTML. Oh.
What about C# and Java and Assembly
Java,
and COBOL
Java.
And Visual Basic and, oh my, there.
Oh my God, Visual Basic. It's
crap.
Like, it's like pornography for nerds. I'm telling you. It's
anyways. Let's get to the actual point here. Perhaps this week's RuneScape updates. You guys want to read this first one?
Pika can do it.
Pika,
what?
Go ahead.
For what?
The first RuneScape update.
Oh, the RuneScape knowledge base. Yay! Packed
yeah.
with hints and tips about the game and answers to your gameplay and technical questions. With over 150,000 words. That's a lot of words.
Yeah.
Hundreds of pages and thousands of images. There's lots of information to improve your RuneScape experience right here. Looks like they were wanting to put fan sites out of business.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty.
Say.
Yeah, doesn't it kind of seem like that?
Yeah, but it does have some... But it does have some good information.
Yeah.
Info you would otherwise, like, have to go other places to get.
Yeah. Like,
they actually use a subdomain to put
yeah.
the knowledge
yeah.
base on.
Mm-hmm.
And,
interesting.
And also, they have quest rewards on there now.
Yeah. And it's also good for the people that don't like going to fan sites because,
mm-hmm.
well, I don't know, security maybe, or they just don't like the atmosphere there. I don't know. But fan sites are okay. We should say that.
RuneScape
yeah.
does not like us.
Yeah. No, I get crap luck all the time.
You huh? do?
Yeah, I do.
What
wow.
happens?
I get bad luck on there.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you told us.
RuneScape doesn't like you, Shane. They don't like any of us.
No.
That's why I killed a million of those Tesoro things and like I didn't get an obsidian shield or anything.
Ah, yeah, that's right. But this week we have, or in the knowledge base, they have the top... They have a list of the top articles, and as of right now, the top things are the Recipe for Disaster page, Random Events, and Barrows Reward pages. Isn't that amazing that those three are the top?
Whoa.
Yeah, I guess that's because that Recipe for Disaster quest came out like this week, so, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's a good quest. I'll read some more on that quest right about now, then. Okay. Recipe for Disaster is actually a short quest. Yes, short one. You do
That's
the main quest, and then you get access to all the sub-quests. You have to save the dwarf, the goblin generals, Pirate Pete, the Lumbridge Guide, Evil Dave, Scratch, Uglow Wee, Siri McFarzy, Owl Ouija, and finally, the Culinaromancer. I think that's how you'd say
Culinaromancer.
It. Culinaromancer. Okay, then.
Culinaromancer.
Definitely a good way to bring in our 100th quest. I'm not even going to bother with the rewards. You can see them on the knowledge base. Article ID 2511.
Yeah, guys, why come to a fan site? Who does that anymore? Go straight to the RuneScape.
Don't be saying that. We have calculators, which they do not have.
Not yet.
Yes, they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like them.
Not yet.
I don't know. Maybe they should hire us to make calculators for it.
They probably have calculators for themselves.
Yeah. Well, it's Jagex, and sometimes we call it other things. I won't say any of that here. But anyways,
there's a cheat site that people call them.
Oh, really?
Yes. I won't say it, though.
No, don't say names of websites here. That's very disrespectful to them, even if it's in a bad way.
We love you, Jagex.
Yes, of course, don't we? The Gypsy stops time. Just as about everyone's going to get killed by that Culinaromancer. But when you leave the room to talk to various people, they say you helped them last week. Meaning that you did the main quest, went in the room, you went back in time, but if you went back in time when you entered the room, it would make sense that you leave the room and the quest would be done. Time, does that make sense? You leave the room and all the quests would be done if you're going ahead a week?
Yeah, I guess.
Doesn't time travel make your head hurt, guys?
I'm just spinning in my chair.
Yeah, time travel is something that's tough to master. They probably created a few dozen temporal paradoxes while writing this quest up. I don't know. I don't think, like, if there's an agency that scanned RuneScape time, I really think that they'd be coming in to correct everything, all that's been happening. So, yeah. I don't know. So you guys, I take it, haven't done any of this quest, right?
Of course not.
Pika?
No.
No?
Shane?
I don't like do quests. They're not my style.
Nah, I'm with Pika on that one.
Well, I got the main quest done, and then three of the sub-quests are done. So, yes. But in this one, when you're fighting your cat, it turns into a Hellcat, which can't be reversed. You pretty much have no choice over whether or not it becomes a Hellcat. So, that's kind of...
I like my cats.
Yeah, it turns all red and stuff, so I don't know if you'd want a Hellcat. I don't know, would you want a red cat, Pika?
What?
Would you want a red cat?
Yes. Oh my god, so I was walking into the Dagonauts today, and I saw this guy with a fishbowl on his head.
Yeah, that's from the quest.
Ooh, I want it.
Maybe you should do that sub-quest.
Okay.
Yeah, you can put a fishbowl on your head. I think that's kind of funny.
You can?
Yeah, you can.
I won't do it.
But, like, what if there was fish in it, and you got fish?
Yeah, then that would
be don't even have a pet fish. It's not even going to make it on my head.
No, you wouldn't want to, like... Pet fish are useless.
So is a cat, but we don't complain.
Well, cats have been used in quests now, so, yes.
Sure. Okay, whatever.
Yeah. Pointing to this cat thing, I was doing... You can go to shane.rsbnb.com to see this post. You can see this post at shane.rsbnb.com. Do I hear an echo? Maybe, I don't know. Anyways, today I finished the Evil Day part. Spent about an hour and a half last night, and about 2 hours today working on it. Because
that's frozen in time, right?
No.
Oh, okay, I'm
not
lost.
This one.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Not this one.
How would you rate this update?
I don't know. Four. I'd give
out
it.
Out of what?
Five.
So it's not too bad.
No, it's just the cat part. It took 2 hours to get it. But I think you definitely want a wily cat. Those are the really big wild ones with the mustache and stuff.
I want one of those.
Yeah, because the wily cats are trained to fight after the rat catcher's quest. So definitely want a wily cat or a bigger cat if you're going to do this that knows how to hunt. because it took me quite some time, as I said. For the record, took most of the time to get the brown spice, and for the pie, or the stew, I mean, it needed 2 red spice, 2 yellow spice, 4 orange spice, and 3 brown spice. And note, it is different for everyone.
That sounds very spicy.
It is different. So, there's,
spicy like a burrito.
Yes.
Enchilada.
So there's 1, 2, 3, 4 different types of spices and 4 ways you can do it. So that would mean there's 4 times 4 ways of doing it. So 4 to the power of 4 is equal to 256 possible outcomes.
You came up with that fast?
Yes.
You scare me.
Well, that's something that you do in computer.
It's a gift.
That's something you do in computer science to...
I haven't taken that class yet. I'm only a freshman.
Yeah, that's computer science type math.
And has, like, the TI-89, like, stuck in his head?
No, I don't have a TI-89 stuck in my head.
It just, like, automatically happens. You just got, like... Okay, a TI-94, I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, take a discrete 80s? Math class. Those are kind of really interesting.
I'm in Algebra 1 Part 2, so...
Oh, wow. I'm honored to be in your presence there.
Okay.
Well, algebra is good. It leads to so much other stuff like calculus and all that other good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into that. I say we go on to questions now.
Okay.
Go ahead. How about Nate read this first one?
Oh, I like this one.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
What do you think?
Do it.
Okay, fine. Okay, what do you think about PHP-powered forums such as Envision Board Power? Oh, I got that wrong one. PHBBB, PowerBB, and BBulletin. Yeah.
Panda 200X.
Yeah, it's from Panda
200X.
200X. Okay, so
200X.
You had a free hosting site, so obviously you like PHBBB, I assume.
I'm in love with it. If I could marry a software, it'd probably be that.
Ooh, there we go.
Yeah, PHPBB,
Oh, shut up.
I don't know. I myself, RSBNB uses PHPBB, which it's actually working fine, but...
You could make it so much better than that.
I myself like Envision as a personal choice. But
PHPBB... So many security holes.
Well, you come up with the whole thing of open source or closed source, which one has... Which alternative is better for security, but I don't know.
BBulletin's not bad. It's just too many exploits all the time, even though you have to pay for it.
Oh, yeah. That's not good then. So I guess PHP.
I've never heard of PowerBB, so.
No,
I'm
neither
lost.
Have I.
I think they're all the same thing, just different names.
No, I'm afraid
no,
not.
No, definitely not.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not, so. Yes. I'm not sure what PowerBB is, but I think...
Probably another PoonBB or MyBB, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yes. So, I don't know. I guess he likes PHBBB. I like Envision personally, but RSBNB
is... I think it's ugly.
RSBNB is PHBBB, so... I don't know. I think the majority of the people on RSBNB like what we have, so we'll be sticking with that for quite some time.
Wait, which one is the forums?
That we have?
Yes.
We have PHPBB.
Oh, that's right. How could I forget? I'm sorry.
That's right.
Next question.
Thank you, Panda. I'll read this one. Do blue dragons really drop clues?
Yes.
I've killed about 1,000 of them and no clues, and I'm talking about the adult ones. This is from X. Oh, yeah, X.
You have no luck.
X.
Basically.
You have bad luck. Yes, they drop clues. You just really suck at getting clues. Okay.
Word of advice here. If you want more clues, don't wear a ring of wealth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Because the ring of wealth actually helps get the rare drops, and I'm assuming a clue is not classified as a rare drop.
So, I think it did when the ring first came out, but Jagex fixed that.
Yeah, so, drop the... Don't drop the ring of wealth, but put it in your bank, and then that'll work.
Okay.
Thank you, X. Oh yeah, X.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. One thing. Sorry about I saw a topic that you made about being banned. Sorry you had to get banned.
He got banned?
Yeah, he was banned from RuneScape. He posted the topic about it. But sorry to
that
hear about
sucks.
That.
That sucks. I got banned. Was it a perm ban? Or
I think it was, actually. I think
that
it was
sucks.
A perm ban. Yeah.
I feel your pain. Definitely.
Perm?
Yeah, it was a perm ban.
We can't say permanent. We have to, in language, say perm?
No.
Perm. I'm just lazy.
So,
they,
yes.
They a three-syllable word. I can't quite say it. I can't quite say it. Permanent. Oh.
Okay. Thank you. Next question.
A few days, I ripped all my CDs with Windows Media Player and put them on my computer and then put them on my MP3 player. I ripped 16 CDs, but I deleted them because the quality bad. I ripped them again to get better quality. Here are the problems. I entered the disk in my CD writer. And the content does not appear on my computer. I tried ripping. And then there was Silence, which is the last song on the album, A Night at the Opera by Blind Guardian. Like four times. It stopped ripping at 97% and then told me the disc was dirty. I played it on my CD player and the song played great. Can anyone explain what's wrong and what should I do? That's from Metal
Three Players sucks.
Maybe what you need to do is get a new like CD burner thing because it's not working.
I have two CD burners, so I have a problem.
Yeah.
It's not the MP3 player.
It's
the
CD. It's the CD.
It's a CD? Why?
See, the way different things work
he tried 16 other ones.
Yeah, well, it's just a single CD that's dirty. Because the way it works is a music player plays a CD using a different type of laser than a computer player does.
Yeah.
So it's going to... The computer one might not read some of the stuff that the normal one does, so...
But
if
16 of them were also crappy, then, like, maybe...
Probably
you
should
go buy...
Is wrong.
Return the CDs and get new ones.
I got a better idea. Return the CDs and buy it all on iTunes.
No,
that
if
works.
It's 16
but no,
different
I
CDs, how,
rip
how can...
CDs, too.
How can 17 CDs be dirty?
Say
I don't know.
16.
It happened. You don't. I don't buy like 17 consecutive crappy CDs.
No.
It's the computer.
You guys are missing the point of the question.
It's the computer.
Yeah.
You guys are missing the point of the question. He said he was able to do the 16, but the quality wasn't right. Then on another one, the ripper broke. So basically, he needs to check the.
Well,
check
it's a Windows product. It's not surprising that it broke.
Yeah, make sure that the disk is clean. And for the other ones, just make sure you're using a good bit rate. 192 kilobit if you're doing MP3 would probably be the best.
Just get a new computer, a new MP3 player, and new CDs.
New
everything new.
CD burner with LightScribe. That's good stuff right there.
Get new everything.
Yeah. So, Deuce Pika says
if poor?
You...
Give up music. Oh. Obviously the music doesn't like you, Metal Maniac 9. Get off the music, buddy.
So there's some advice for him. If you have lots of money, or basically if you just want to fix the one thing, as always, if your tech question isn't properly answered, just PM me or somebody else that was on the show, and we'll try and answer it better for you in more detail. Next question.
I'll read it.
Okay.
If RuneScape ever had a glitch in it again, like item... duplicating in RuneScape Classic, what would you think it would be? Panda 2000X. Oh, it's 200. Him again. Whatever, that one too.
Panda 200X. You gotta say the names.
I'm only in algebra, leave me alone. I'm only a freshman. See, I'm not Mr. Calculus guy over here.
No wonder the world hates us.
Pika doesn't do calculus.
You do, I guess, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. the Human Calculator.
Okay.
I'm beyond calculus. I make my own math.
Well, that's nice to know.
Me and Pentel go and math it up, okay? So anyways, about this glitch,
what would it be if it happened again?
I quit RuneScape when that glitch happened in September with the party hats and stuff, the duping, duplicating. I was very sad.
I think what would happen would be like,
what would be duplicated nowadays?
mask sets or party hats or bars.
Santa hats.
Party hats, blue ones, because they're 210 million.
Don't say that. You're making me depressed.
Your face is
I depressed. Sold my party hat. Oh, this one's silent. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't. I only have a Santa hat.
I had a yellow Santa party hat.
Santa
huh?
Chin?
What, Pika?
You have a Santa hat?
Yeah, I do. Don't you? And a mask set that you want to give to me?
Yes, I'll give it to you.
I thought you lost that dueling.
The day that I die.
Okay, I see.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll see you in Hell, Shane, with my mask set. You still won't get it.
Yeah, so probably if duping was to continue, it'd probably be still the rare items or whatnot. I don't know.
I wouldn't be Dragon Squares again, because they're worth, like, crap.
Yeah, they're four males, aren't they?
I don't know, like 3.1, I don't know.
Yeah.
I sold my full dragon when I quit RuneScape.
Down in the bottom of the barrel. So, yeah,
they could duplicate
probably
barrels. I don't know.
Barrels! Oh, gosh, that's a good one.
Put stuff in them.
Yeah. So, either barrels or something rare. Thank you, Panda.
Okay.
Pika can read this next one.
If you could have your way, if you could have it your way, like at Burger King where you can make it your way, cool, it'd be like the Burger King of RuneScape.
Yeah, but
anyways,
price.
If you could have your way, if you could have your way with it, if you could have your way, what would one of the great new rewards be for completing the 100th quest be?
Party headset.
From PFK99's,
I don't know, what do you think it would be?
Party hat to
quest points.
I don't know.
Experience.
I want another party hat. So
I know what mine would be. Can I go first?
Real life money. They could send you like 100 pounds.
Pounds?
Or 200 euros.
No, I got a better idea. How about
or a million yen. Or
no.
A million yen or like
yen's like a penny American money, so.
Yeah, that's why you get a million of them.
How about 99 in one scale?
What?
Nah.
Level 99 in one scale.
No, I'd rather take the cash.
Okay.
Shane, you're thinking inside the box.
Or
yeah,
what
outside.
You could do is you could, like, get a spaceship ride to outer space, like on a space shuttle.
I see.
Yeah.
That's like way outside the box.
They send you to Moscow. And then you go on a Soyuz rocket, and you get to go wherever you want.
Huh. I
and
got
you
a better
can fly
idea.
Around the sun and go
how about
back
you
in
get,
time.
How about you get an actual time-traveling thing?
Yeah, that's what I just said. You take the Soyuz rocket, and you fly it into the sun, and then a vortex opens, and you fly into the future.
Hmm.
And then suddenly George Washington is there, and he's all like, hey, there's aliens coming. Oh, shit, the aliens, guys. Oh no, what do we do?
Oh my.
And then Thomas Jefferson's all like, oh crap, I don't know what we do. And then Napoleon's all like, yeah!
Well, that's very.
What about Hitler?
No, Hitler's dead at this point. Anyways,
okay.
And then Sigmund Freud's all like, what is the problem with you guys? And then Sigmund Freud's all like, what is the problem with you guys? What? I don't understand what's going on here. And then the universe closes.
That's interesting.
Oh my god, that'd make an excellent short film.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? You could go back and see Uncle Adolf.
What? What? What, Shane?
You heard what I said.
Did you just call me a Nazi?
No.
Socialist bastard. No wonder you live in Canada.
I said you could go see Uncle
Love
Adolf.
Love people like you up there.
For your information, I'm not.
He was exposed too much to the cold.
For your information, I'm not socialist.
Shane's a communist. He's a communist sympathizer.
No,
I'd say dictator.
If he,
but
if he were to be a Hollywood actor in the 1940s, he would have been blacklisted.
No, I don't think so. I am not. I think you could say probably pretty conservative.
He's hesitating. He's a socialist.
No. No, I'm all for that healthcare and all that other, like all that.
You support George Bush, then?
No, I don't like George Bush.
Thank you.
No, Shane's a pretty conservative guy, I know that.
Yeah, I am. So I'm just not going to say anything because some of my views might make certain people feel uneasy about things.
My dad's in the military, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah. I get most of the crap.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay, continue.
Okay. So basically that's what Pika would want for it. Nate, you didn't say what you wanted.
What did I need to want?
For the quest.
Know. What quest?
The new quest. What would be a good reward?
I told you, party hats.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, on to the next question now. Pika, you want to read this? Pika?
People died. I guess. I don't know.
Looks like Pika
likes this topic, though. You should read it.
Well, yeah, we lost connection with Pika, though, so for some reason. He lost his connection, it appears. So we'll just read this question, then. First one. If in RuneScape, people act really gay and go around saying, "Will you be my boyfriend or girlfriend, please?" Blocks,
yes.
I think this is stupid and is a scam. Have you guys ever experienced it or tried it?
My friend's a little sap when it comes to this, so... Yeah, a guy pretended to be a girl. He gave him or her free stuff. Yeah.
I see. Yeah, I don't agree with it.
You go around, marry Mike and stuff, no?
No. Oh, no, okay. Of course not. Okay. So, definitely don't agree with this, and it could end up being a scam. Like, for instance, one person could end up wanting half of the other one's bank.
Stuff happens.
Yeah, so I definitely don't agree with it. So, yeah, it's not good. Not good. That's my opinion. What's yours? No?
No.
Okay.
It's a scam.
Yeah, and Pika's opinion is to marry a tree instead. He married a maple tree, or an oak tree, north of Ardonia.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, instead of marrying actually someone at RuneScape, he married a tree.
Doesn't hurt.
No. It's actually probably better to marry a tree than a person.
They don't say much.
No, they don't, do they?
They don't take your items.
Yeah, well, tree spirit.
I'm tree hugger, you know.
Yeah.
You get a lot of those.
Yeah, so, and we definitely don't agree with it, so.
No.
Nope. Yet. Yet, as the Russian friends say.
I have yet to have a relationship on RuneScape. I don't know. I might be because my RuneScape character's ugly, but I don't know. I thought girls were attracted to the party hats. The guys were, not the girls.
That's funny.
Yes.
Yeah. So what does your character look like anyways?
Oh, it used to. I used to have a yellow party hat, full dragon.
I see.
I'm only level 87.
Wow. I
don't like training.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So did you buy your dragon, or...?
Yeah.
Yeah, merchanting?
No.
Well, that's
high alking and stuff.
Ah, I see. What did you high alk?
I have 99 fletching, so you can
yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Did you cut all your wood yourself?
No.
What'd you use? Magic? Use.
I
see.
I have to high alk 950. 50k yulongs to
still?
Get 90 mage.
Still?
Yeah.
Oh my
this time
gosh.
I just want to get 90 mage.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Speaking of high elking, actually, when I used to high elk on my old computer, it used to increase the heat so much that the heat alarm would go off. So, that kind of was worrying when the heat alarm started going off when I was high elking after quite some time, so.
It's yes. Too boring. I have to high elk 50k and. It doesn't look like it's going to happen too soon. I started playing Guild Wars.
Yeah. I'll do it for you.
Yeah, okay.
So I think... I don't know. I think we're
it
done...
It took long enough to find the 50k bowstrings.
Yeah, I guess so. I think we're done with this question about this marriage on RuneScape. Definitely shouldn't be happening. So, yes.
Okay.
On to tech news now. Tech news. Some good stories. I'm too bad Pika's not here and he lost his connection.
You sure he lost his connection?
Yeah, he's not on Skype or MSN anymore.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
He could be just hiding in the corner.
Oh, possibly. Who knows? Pikas like to burrow underground. Yes, like real Pikas, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I played Pokemon in first grade. I don't remember anything.
Wow. When was first grade?
Hold on.
No, that must have been a long time ago.
How old am I? 14. How old was I in first grade? 8, 5, 6 years ago?
Wow. Yeah, that actually does make sense. That's when it was in, wasn't it?
Old school.
Yeah. Anyways, tech news. Gaming is all work and not play. Some people, such as the people, spend time on this site as much as time they spend playing and doing other things. Point here is basically that playing is not about, like, when people are playing, it's not about just playing and having no life. It involves socializing with other people, for instance. You guys know that, right?
You have no life if you play video games all your life. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, some people do that, like the single-player ones. But, for instance, if you're on, like, RuneScape, that you can be socializing with other people there, so... Yeah.
You're not going to have a girlfriend if you live on the computer for 100 years. Just remember that.
Well,
it doesn't help unless you want to marry your computer. Then it would help.
Well, I'm not in any relationship right now myself, but I am full computer science student, so that is my priority. That is my priority, so yeah. Basically, this was a story on BBC UK. They basically said rather than forfeiting their existing friendships with people in the outside world, they bring these friends from the outside world into something like RuneScape. So, actually adds to their group's friend rather than subtracting it. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
I have 300 contacts on MSN, so I have a lot of friends.
Yeah, and you probably don't know how many of them, and you only know probably a small percentage in real life, right?
Maybe 10 of them
in real life.
Know.
So
yeah,
so that's 290 out of 300, which is
most of them are from Rune Village.
Yeah,
like
so that's
five
97% of those are online. So
yeah,
okay, but the person who was in this article said, "I like to come here and enjoy the scenery," said a 14-year-old player called Catspa. I don't know, its name kind of sounds
familiar. The scenery's better in Guild Wars than RuneScape. The music's better, too.
Oh, I see. I don't know. I like my RuneScape. I like my RuneScape.
Okay.
It's nice and simple.
Java. I said I liked it before I went to Guild Wars.
Well, I'm not going to touch Guild Wars or anything like that, because it just, it might take me away from RuneScape, which is simple.
Well, that's what I wanted it to do.
So... Yes, basically, they show that as well being enjoyable and the gaming world will offer young people a chance to develop important social and cultural skills which carry on into real life. So as we can see, RuneScape is not all that bad. This was found by Brad on RSBNB.
Yes, it is.
BBC UK story right there. So there you have it.
Wow, they actually have a picture on the website of RuneScape?
Yeah.
That's good stuff. People, you need to read it. It's good stuff.
Yeah, take a read at it.
Yeah.
It's official.
Quotes and everything.
Huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's probably as official as that one. No, never mind. I won't say the story.
Okay, I will. It's official. It's official. I'm having a baby.
You are?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say I'm one to come, but...
No, it's actually official that Vista will be out... sometime by the end of this year, probably November.
Oh, really?
Are you looking forward to Vista?
I don't know. I'm happy with XP.
Yeah.
But I am interested, though.
Yeah, I am, too.
It looks pretty cool.
You have the same dual-core CPU as me, right?
I have a dual-core. I don't think it's the same.
Well, it's a dual-core, right?
Yeah. I have AMD.
Yeah, you will need... You will need Vista Ultimate Edition to use the dual core capabilities then.
I don't want to use it though.
So, anyways, there's this post on this website. It previously said November, But now it says sometime in the second half of the year, so kind of makes kind of sense that
it's
RuneScape
gonna
be might
like
be
like RuneScape beta release kind of thing that people are going to make false releases and
I don't know. It's in beta right now. They're forecasting beta 2 for April, so I don't know about that. But they changed it to
say, Linux before I go to Vista.
Oh, I got this. You hold on. I got a story for that in later
yeah,
in tech news.
I saw it.
I got a story for that. So, I don't know. Does this mean that they're going to be earlier for once? I don't know. So, it's going to be official, or rather,
go Linux official. Before Vista, that's what I say. But we'll wait for the story.
Yeah, you wait for the story. Just hold your horses. Anyways, you can read this next story about the Xbox 360.
Well, I don't like Xbox, so if you want to read it.
Okay, then. Anyways, a foil-like material was used on the CPUs, the Xbox 360, rather than a simple thermal paste compound. For those of you guys who haven't built a computer before or that have not had to use thermal paste is something that you put on a CPU in order to maximize contact so that your heat sink, which is a big metal piece of metal, that can so it can pull off the most heat as possible. So that's what thermal paste does. Anyways, the idea was to make it simpler, but it is causing problems. But Microsoft does say, like it. Microsoft says it's not an issue. It's not enough to issue a recall. So I don't know about that. Because
Xbox sucks. I'm sorry, but it does.
Yeah,
Halo 2 is the only thing that made it big.
I'm thinking of getting a 360 when they come down in price because it'd be a good media center PC or something. Like that.
It could. I still think they suck.
Yeah. Or get a Mac instead.
Yeah. I doubt it.
Yeah. You use a Mac.
It's
don't
Mac
you?
And trash.
You use a Mac, right?
No.
No?
I touched a Mac at school and I thought it was going to blow up.
So, anyway.
My boss calls it Mac and trash.
Really?
Yeah. So it's kind of depressing for people who like to use Macs. That's true.
Yeah. Anyways, they're dealing with this on a case-by-case basis. The return rate is below average of 3-5%.
Because they brainwash you not to return it?
Yeah, I guess. So basically, it's just this foil was causing all these heat problems inside. So only 3-5%, they say, are being returned. But those numbers definitely sound false.
What they did to fix it?
They haven't fixed it yet.
Oh, okay.
They're using like foil. The idea was to make it simpler and more cost effective to deal with the heat. So I don't know about that.
Don't buy Xbox. People lie about its greatness. I don't know. I haven't I used Xbox to play Halo 2, and I didn't think it was that good.
I don't know. So
I just stick to the PC.
I see. So, yeah, take a read at this story. It might offer some ideas for problems, if you're having any. Okay. Time for the Linux story. Well, you guys all know there's something called Linux Live CDs. Presumably that you can put in, you can put in your computer, burn to a DVD or CD, and you can test Linux out without having to install it on your system, right?
Nope, I don't know, I guess.
Well, basically, I decided to try out the Kubuntu, which is a form of Ubuntu, with KDE, which is a window manager, and KDE... Or no, I mean, Kubuntu is a form of Ubuntu, which is a form of Debian. Which
What's
is
that?
These are all Linux distributions. So
okay, okay.
Yeah. Basically, as far as I knew, Live CD was to test Linux without breaking your computer, right? I guess.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's definitely wrong. I tried the Kubuntu Live DVD in my computer. It booted up, but it wouldn't actually get into the window manager. So after that, I restarted, and then it gave me an error 17, which is a bootloader error. So for some reason, it installed the bootloader onto my system, which I have no idea what the heck that was about. So I have to boot with my Windows XP CD now whenever I want to restart my computer.
Don't you just reinstall the OS?
I tried that.
Oh, okay.
And the error is still there. So I have two extra things in my bootloader now. I did install it, so I have a Windows XP old and a Windows XP new. The old
That's
one is the
great.
Good one. So, yes, got two installs of Windows that are there.
If I go Linux, I think I'd go Linux Red Hat 9.0.
You mean Fedora?
I don't know, that one too. Yes. I'm not a big Linux person.
Fedora.
I just know that's what I use for my servers.
Ah, yes. Red Hat Enterprise is what they use,
yes.
Or Fedora Core, which is really, I don't know, I don't like Fedora that much. I tried it. Yeah.
Well, I don't have a server in my house. I know I get a remote server.
Exactly.
Paid monthly.
Yeah.
So I haven't used it personally. I don't know.
Yeah.
I use it.
Yeah, you use it for your server. We use Fedora Core 4 for our server at RSBNB, so that's what RSBNB is on. But anyways, so best Linux luck I've had is with SUSE. So
I remember that guy who was making the first chat that I said Meepster.
Yeah.
Remember he made his own Linux operating system.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to try that.
Yeah. It's dealing with your kernels and all that.
Yeah, he messed with the kernels and stuff.
I bet he had a few times where he had to reinstall.
He's scary that he knows so much.
Yeah.
It really is. He's only 16. Yeah.
Those are your junior hackers.
Nah, he started hacking at 12, I think.
Oh, my dear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I think he's past that stage, though.
So, yeah, Linux is definitely powerful. That's the message here. Anyways.
That can sound like being a pyro. It's just once you burn down a house, you just don't do it anymore.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Anyways, on to rants. You want to read this one?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm here again, telling the world RuneScape that those lazy bankers won't hold any more of my stuff. After all the new quests and events that came out, also including new armor, old armor, new wet tomed.
Yeah, and lots of spelling mistakes in these rants.
Yes. Grammar.
Yeah.
New weapons, old weapons, runes, skill items, quest items, rare items, and old stuff that seems awesome to us. I'm down to my last two rows, and I'm doing new quests. I said it before, and I'll say it again. I'll keep saying it until RuneScape hears me out. Well, RuneScape really isn't a company. It's Jagex. Just wanted to clear that up. The bankers need to hold my stuff, because I'm not going to hold it. Well, you know, you could just get rid of stuff. But anyways, in short, more bank space I would appreciate. You spelled that wrong. No spamming, flaming, or use the word noob. Show your support.
Yeah.
Well, I don't support you that much because you can't hold the whole world in your bank. So.
I don't know. I do need more bank space with all the new stuff that's
coming out.
I don't.
I have like two pages.
Yeah.
Yet again, I don't do quests.
Yeah. And my bank is filled with crap, most likely. Like, you'll find lots of stuff in there, but I need that stuff, so.
I hate crap.
Yeah.
I get rid of it all the time.
Yeah. So, but it is time for some more bank space, I think.
Well, I guess people have been saying it. I haven't noticed. I'm sure Pika hasn't noticed either.
No, but the people who do play constantly or lots will notice the bank space problems. So
yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I can agree with this one.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, next rant, I guess.
Hey, this guy has grammar.
Yeah, I'll
impressed.
Read this one. If you fighting with your staff, your opponent has no chance. Just ice and run away, and the prayer has nearly nil effect. And other mage is just no good against the ancient. Any range is completely a laugh. Ancient should be instantly removed from RuneScape.
I'm trying to get 92 mage to use an ancient staff. If Jagex removes it, I will cry.
Yeah, ancients are actually really good.
Yeah, I don't like how people use it in Castle Wars, because when you have the flag, they use, I think, Ice Brigade or whatever,
yeah,
and
something
it freezes
like that.
You, and you saw, and it hits you like 30 on you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, so that's.
But I'd like to be the ancient mage.
Yeah, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, yes.
But when you're in full dragon in Castle Wars, everyone seems to want to kill you, especially when you're level 87.
Oh, really? So you've experienced this then?
Yes. I stopped playing Castle Wars. Yeah. Well, I don't play RuneScape that much anymore, so.
I don't know. Yes. I don't know, but definitely need to keep these. So this guy's just wrong. They're part of the game.
Everyone complains about it because they're not awesome enough to use the spells, or they're low enough, low enough that they can get the quests or something like that. I just say train your mage.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Desert Treasure wasn't even that hard, was it?
I did half of it just to get the ghostly robes.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I wasn't high enough. I can still do it, but I won't do it until I get 92 mage.
Oh, that's too bad. Pika and I did it together.
Really?
Yeah. Anyways, final rant. Too bad Pika's not here to provide his comedy, but apparently we lost his connection there. I don't know.
Why don't you call him?
He's not on.
Call him. No. Oh, no, you don't know him in real life.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't, so.
Too bad.
Yep.
I don't know, I might be a little scared if I know him in real life. I love you, Pika, I'm sorry. I'm going to be the last one?
Sure.
Okay. Grammar, okay on this one. Okay, this is another rant about these stupid new gloves. Which glove is he talking about?
From the new quest.
Which I wouldn't know. Why would you have to have defense levels to get an offensive bonus? That was in quotations, if you didn't know. This is ridiculous. No weapon has ever needed any defense level to wield it. So what makes these new gloves any different? Why are Jagex merging these two opposite combat styles together? Basically, what I'm trying to say is defense should be defense and offense stats remain offense.
This is what I say.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
All I need is a good all I need for a good defense, or no, it goes the best defense is a good offense.
Oh, okay.
That's a good quote. Anyway, so basically, all the peers are up in arms because they can't use these new gloves which give an offense bonus because they only have level 1 defense.
I don't know. I don't care that much.
Who cares? Like, it's a peer.
I don't know.
What
the last rant made more sense than this one.
Yeah, well,
even though the last one was pretty stupid.
Yeah, it's just annoying that people feel that the game should be changed in their favor when indeed you can't. You're not the developer. You're not the developer. When you're the developer of your own game, change it all you want.
It's true.
Yeah, so
I like the rants that say how I bought a million gold off this certain site and I never received it. Paid $50. Funny. Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
And it's interesting to see how their post magically disappears after 30 seconds of a Jagex staff or being on. And then they make another post complaining how they were banned for the offense. And,
Oh,
yeah. It's good fun. Snowballing effect.
Yeah, so that's that. Rance is always kind of offer perspective of
this
view, but
I think these rants weren't as interesting as the other rants.
I like the
one about his 200 million fletching experience.
Yeah. So anyways, I think that pretty much sums up the rants. What have we been doing on RuneScape? I guess you haven't.
I've been trying to fletch 50k Yulongs and then elf them, but I got 100 done and then I played Guild Wars.
I see. I've been doing the quest and some Barrows, that's all we have to say. That's
you
all we have to say.
Stop playing RuneScape by now, the game.
Me?
Yes.
No, I play Half-Life as well.
What's that?
It's a shooter. Shooter game.
Kind of like Counter-Strike?
Yes, yes. They're based on the same engine, so.
And guns?
Yeah, yeah. Crossbow?
I don't know. I've never played them.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Whatever.
I think we're done for this show. Too bad Pika had to get disconnected, though.
I love you, Pika. Just gotta put that out.
Yeah, we all love Pika, don't we? So.
But his tree loves him.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being with us, and yeah. Too bad Pika lost his connection, and too bad Poison didn't show up. He was supposed to be on the show, actually.
We could do it next week.
Yeah,
I don't know, Pika might not want me back. He said I was annoying.
So
I'm sure it was with love.
Yeah, he likes everyone.
Okay, we can end the show now, before something bad happens.
Alright, so I guess we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone.